This is Daily News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A former Minneapolis, Minnesota police officer involved in the death of a black motorist, George Floyd, has been charged with third-degree murder as well as manslaughter. The officer, Derek Chauvin, was arrested and was on Floyd's neck for 8 minutes as the man was pleading he could not breathe. Floyd was unconscious and later died after the incident. Hennepin County attorney Mike Freeman says more charges are possible. Chauvin and three other officers were fired in Minnesota after Floyd died. Floyd's death has led to multiple nights of violent protests, including the burning of a police station in Minneapolis Thursday night. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz called for an end to the violent protest and said he expected swift justice for the officers involved. The number of deaths globally from COVID-19 is approximately 365,000, and in the U.S., the figure approaches 103,000. The number of confirmed infections approaches a new milestone of 6 million globally and 1.7 million in the United States. President Donald Trump announced Friday that the United States is cutting all ties with the World Health Organization over its coronavirus response. The president's been railing against the WHO for weeks and argued it's under China's total control. A judge in the state of Utah has blocked a concert protesting coronavirus restrictions, siding with county health officials who said the event expected to attract thousands of people could worsen the pandemic. The judge decided Friday that there was a real risk of spreading the virus among the audience and others. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. India has registered another high daily increase. Figures from the health ministry show that thousands of new cases pushes the country ahead of China in both case numbers and deaths. This comes as India's two-month-old lockdown is set to end Sunday. Most are concentrated states with deeply populated cities. But cases have been increasing in some of India's poorest eastern states after migrant workers left towns to go back to their villages. Meanwhile, the South Korean government at the end of reporting Friday announced nearly 60 new cases in Seoul area as officials scrambled to test stem transmissions linked to a massive commerce warehouse near the capital. Around 400 German managers, workers, and family members have begun returning to China aboard charter flights as multinational companies in the world's second largest economy seek to get their operations running again at full speed. A pair of flights from Frankfurt to the Chinese business hubs were organized by the German Chamber of Commerce in China in cooperation with Germany's diplomatic missions and airline Lufthansa, and are the first repatriation flight from Europe to China for foreign nationals. U.S. President Donald Trump on Friday said he was directing his administration to begin the process of eliminating special treatment for Hong Kong in response to China's plans to impose new security legislation in the territory. Speaking at a White House news conference, said China had broken its word over Hong Kong's autonomy. Mr. Trump's move comes after China moved forward with plans to impose new national security legislation. And Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the territory no longer warrants special treatment under U.S. law that has enabled it to remain a global financial center Thursday night. Hong Kong's pro-Beijing government said that any changes in relationships with the United States would be a double-edged sword. And senior Hong Kong government officials lashed out Saturday at moves by U.S. President Trump to strip the city of its special status and a bid to punish China for imposing the national laws on the global financial hub. Speaking hours after Mr. Trump said the city no longer warranted the economic privileges and some officials could face sanctions, Security Minister John Lee told reporters that Hong Kong's government could not be threatened and would push ahead with the new laws. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.